Hey there, creative friends. Welcome back to another episode of Design a Business You Love. Today, we're talking about the one thing. You know, that singular purpose that fuels your soul. This is episode 24, Unearthing Your One Thing.
Welcome to the Design a Business You Love podcast, where we explore work anywhere strategies for artists, authors, and entrepreneurs. Here's your host, Kimberly Design Love.
I am a sucker for wisdom-packed books from thought leaders, and one that I revisit every year is called The One Thing by Gary Keller and Jay Papasan. They were inspired by the movie City Slickers. This book and the film explore finding purpose in the midst of life's adventures. City Slickers, the movie, is really a quest for purpose. So picture this. Billy Crystal's character is on a quest in the Wild West with Jack Palance, the old cowboy. Billy Crystal is having a midlife crisis turned adventure. And it got me thinking, as adventures often do, that we're all on this quest for purpose. So that's why I make a point to reread this book and rewatch the movie City Slickers annually. I will have links in the show notes for you if you want to find this over on Amazon. So this year, I am cooking up something special, a new book and planner with the working title of A Dreamer's Guide to Goal Setting. So as I dig into the various books on goal setting and purpose finding, I notice a common thread. We tend to overcomplicate and juggle multiple tasks, multitasking, if it were. So let's face it, our brains are not wired for that, even though job descriptions often list it as a requirement. I like to think of our lives as having many missions. And by many, many as in small, but is also many as in several. These are the small and significant goals that make up our journey. But ultimately, there's one purpose. It's our personal ikigai, the Japanese concept meaning the intersection of passion, talent, vocation, and societal need. So your passion is doing what you love, and your talent is doing what you're good at. Your vocation is doing what you can get paid to do, and your societal need is doing what the world needs. So in City Slickers, Jack Palance, the old cowboy, spills the beans about his one thing, the secret of life. Cowboys, he says, are a dying breed. Now, if we were to apply the ikigai lens, it makes sense. They do what they love, they excel at it, they get paid for it. But is it what the world needs? Not so much when herding cattle. Curly, the old cowboy, played a crucial role in helping others find new meaning, especially during a midlife crisis. In one of my favorite scenes from the movie City Slickers, Jack Palance playing Curly, the old cowboy, and Mitch, the city slicker played by Billy Crystal, are riding along the trail, engaged in an interesting conversation about love and life choices. At some point, Curly turns to Mitch and says, "Do you know what the secret of life is?" Mitch replies, "No, what?" Curly holds up his index finger and says, "This." Mitch says, "Your finger?" Curly goes on to explain that he means that one thing matters in life. Mitch says, "Great, but what is the one thing?" Curly responds, "That's what you've got to figure out." Towards the end of the film, tragedy strikes when Curly, the old cowboy, unexpectedly dies. This event forces the city slicker to look at his own mortality and reevaluate his priorities. He realizes that life is too short to be wasted on trivial matters. So let's discover your one thing. What's your one thing? What's your purpose? As we venture into this new year, what missions or goals align with that purpose? So before we wrap up, I'm thrilled to share an opportunity for you to get an early version, a preliminary copy of my new planner and book called A Dreamer's Guide to Goal Setting. My aim is to help you figure out what's your one thing and to create a life that's like a masterpiece in progress. I'd love to gift you this first part of the planner. Your feedback is priceless to me. Remember, it's not about doing everything. It's about doing the right thing. Until next time, stay inspired, stay creative, and keep unearthing your one thing.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Design a Business You Love podcast. If you enjoyed listening, please click the subscribe or follow button on your favorite podcast player. Until next time, keep dreaming, keep creating, and keep designing a business that you love.